Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is Glenn Adamson interviewing Fleur Bressler at the Collector's Home in, near Washington, D.C., just outside in Maryland. Is it Rockville, Maryland, Fleur?
Yes.
On the 19th of April for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and the Frick Art Reference Library of the Frick Collection. And this is card number one of the interview. Fleur, thanks so much for having me here to your home.
My pleasure.
And maybe we could start by you briefly describing where we're sitting for the listener.
We're sitting in the living room of one of two apartments that I own that are joined. This is the older apartment, and this is what is usually referred to as the more cluttered one.
So lots of objects around us.
A lot of objects.
And in all sorts of materials, particularly wood, which is a special focus for you.
Yes. This apartment where we're sitting has the smaller objects in the wood collection. It also does have a collection of contemporary bird decoys.
And in fact, it was with bird decoys that you started your collecting.
That was the first wood I collected. That was not my first collection.
Okay.
My first collection was quilts.
Okay, so we'll get into that in one moment. Before we finish with the description of the apartment itself, can you just say a little bit about when you broke through this wall and doubled your collection space?
We actually started demolition on the second apartment in 2011. It took a full year to do the demo and the rebuild. It has now taken close to 6 years to actually do the reinstallation in the second apartment.
And do you have any sense of how many art objects you have in the collection?
I know what I have in what is called the Turned Wood Collection. That's currently about 1,000 objects. My catalog number is almost 1,100, but I'm deducting what I have given to other museums, though I retain the catalog number.
So we'll get back to that subject of your philanthropic gifts to museums, mm-hmm. including the Renwick Gallery, for example, mm-hmm. Later in the interview. But suffice to say, you have been collecting very enthusiastically for many years and have a very full representation, particularly of that field of wood art, but also many other disciplines too.
Yes.
Right. So let's take a step back now and talk about your upbringing just very briefly, because I think we do want to accelerate to the moment when you began collecting. But tell us a little bit about where you were born, your family life growing up.
I'm a native-born Washingtonian. My mother was a native-born Washingtonian. There are not a whole lot of us. We are called cave dwellers. So my family goes back to about 1869 in the Washington area. I went through D.C. public schools. The house that I was born in, and yes, I was born at home, still stands. It's in the Kalorama area. And I was one of four girls. I came, which was what was considered in those days, midlife of my parents. So I had much older sisters, so I grew up pretty much as an only child. I was 10 years after the last girl.
And what did your parents do?
My mother did not work, and my father ran the family jewelry store, which was a much older institution in Washington. It had been started back in the late 1860s. So we were a well-established